And now, from the Elkhart Redeemery, Overlord Level, in Wampa, New York, the University of Wampa, this is Elkhart The Next Step, featuring newly double-elevated Overlord Bugs Wilcott, who now has reached Level B, X-Sanctified.
Thank you very, very much, Overlord Huggy Boy. I am Overlord Bugs Wilcott. I overcame quite a bit to become an Overlord in Elkhart The Next Step. I won't go into the details. Suffice to say that there was a long, hard road that I had to ride. Long, hard, rough, and it, I have to be perfectly frank with you, it gave me a rash, it chapped me, it was difficult to sit down. With me is Overlord Huggy Boy, as I mentioned, also Overlord Left Eye and Overlord Casper.
And when you mention Bugs, the long, hard ride, as we say in Elkhart The Next Step, it was side saddle.
That's exactly correct.
And when you got off, and when we talk about getting off, we mean off of the fictitious invisible horse, you do notice a rash, very, very deep, red, painful, and sometimes bleeding rash.
Yes, even though we are a mount, something that is only in the mind, when we dismount in our minds, we are bleeding in our minds.
And it is sometimes anally, and the reason why I bring that up is because there is a violation, there is a humiliation, yet you lift yourself up, you turn on the invisible horse, and you say, try it again, I don't think so. And you walk on, and you continue to walk on.
Thank you very much, Overlord Left Eye, giving us some context.
In Elkhart The Next Step, there are many levels, there are many gradations, there are many steps, places to go, people to see, things to do in Elkhart. The Next Step.
I'm Overlord Huggy Boy. You've known me as Overlord Huggy, sometimes Overlord Suggy. And it is my great pleasure to announce to all of you that Dr. Bugs Wilcott, oh, I fucked that up all to hell.
God damn, you fucked it up.
What did you do? You called him Doctor.
What did you do, Gloria?
I called you Doctor, okay?
Now, there's no leveling of overlords, but we can figuratively spank and lecture.
Yeah, so we are going to ask you now to bend over for the spank.
All right.
This is the figurative spank, not one that is literal, but one that can be felt because of the large invisible hand.
And now, we administer the spank.
Ow, that hurt.
Thank you.
The large invisible hand is what is used by the overlords to dish out, dole out, and otherwise give out the spank. The spank is only known at the overlord level.
You're listening to Elkhart The Next Step. I'm Overlord. I'm Overlord Casper. Forgot my own name.
You'd forget your head if it wasn't on top of your. Where is it? It's on your shoulders.
That's very funny. We are in Wampa, New York, Wampa University. With me is Dr.
Oh my God, now you get the spank.
I'm sorry, Ed.
Don't call me Ed.
That's a double spank.
I'm gonna have to be Duck.
So what has happened is you just heard Overlord Casper refer to Overlord Bugs Wilcott by his re-sanctified, that is his fraternal or evil name, the name that he had when no one knew him, as we say in Elkhart The Next Step, the name that he had when he are no one, Ed and Doctor.
We'll now administer the spank. Bend over.
God.
You're not allowed to say anything. You just said goddamn.
I know. All right. Bend over again. Are you? Okay.
Don't ask any. Now I have to bend over a third time.
I'm bent over. I give myself up and yield to the double spank.
We are double spanking Overlord Casper, because, as I said, he not only referred to me using my before name, my what is called in the canyon name, that is the hot red rash that rides up name. Also, Overlord Casper repeated the offense and then wasn't quite sure where he was, so another spank was added.
It is now time to add the spank.
I am ready. Ouch. 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 And the figurative spanks have been delivered.
Those are figurative spanks using the large invisible hand, which will now go back into the gigantic Elcott pocket.
Yes, the large invisible hand is then repositioned in the Elcott pocket as it...
What happened to you?
I'm sorry, I gagged up.
No, you didn't gag up. You were about to laugh.
No, I was not. I had snot and phlegm.
Sounds to me like he did have snot. Some snot and phlegm.
All right, well, go ahead with what you were saying.
I was going to say that the large invisible hand...
Oh, my God, you're laughing. You are laughing at one of the most sanctified and one of the most dedicated and delicate and wonderful processes in Elcott, the next step.
Oh, God, your left eye just...
Left eye, is it?
That's right, left eye just... You are laughing, Ed, at one of our highest and most pristine ceremonies. That is the double spank and the triple spank with the large invisible hand going back into the large invisible pocket. Why?
I'm sorry. May I be allowed to continue?
Well, I say yes.
All right. Your blended one, Overlord Huggy Boy, has said go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, once the triple spank had been delivered to Overlord Casper, the large invisible hand now goes back into...
Okay, that's it.
You are now banned.
I'm banned from what?
You have to go sit, put your head between your knees, and contemplate what you see. This is a process. It only takes 3 minutes, but it is called the contemplation of what I see between my knee. All right. So what Ed is trying to say... You have to shut up. You have to look between your legs. What do you see?
What I see between my knee.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give the description and prescription. When the giant invisible hand goes into the giant invisible pocket, sometimes the giant invisible hand plays the eternal pocket pool.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
The eternal pocket pool is when the giant hand fingers away. Fingers at eternity, fingers at the limited and finite life that we have. It fingers at the delicacy of life. And then eventually it, quote, gets off all over the inner pant leg of consciousness.
I am now ready, overlords.
All right, Ed, did you contemplate what was between your knee?
I did. I saw what I should have seen. I saw what I done see.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott.
You're listening to Elcott, the next step, with Overlord's Left Eye, Casper, Huggy Boy, and Bugs Wilcott. In Elcott, the next step, when the spankage is complete, and when the transgressions have been visualized, seen, and then put away under the bed in a bad sock and thrust into the laundry of life, we then move on. We move on and consider those things that have elevated us during the week. And as Overlord Huggy Boy, Gloria, has told you, we have been reblended as of last Friday. We reblended at the Overlord Flotation Arch in Ventura.
All hail Elcott, and great congratulations to you, Bugs, and to you, Huggy Boy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Left Eye.
And I'd like to offer my congratulations for the reblending and the reblendenment.
Well, we do appreciate it.
Thank you, Casper.
We think that every time an overlord is able to step back and then re-immerse, it's a good thing in Elcott. The next step.
And so, we bring you to that point in our program when we give you the message, we give you the word, we give you what is this week's numbers, we give you the tip for the sixth race.
Yes, this is how to live your life this week and this week only with Bugs Wilcott.
As we progress through this week and we look at all of the things that we have done, all the things that we can do and all of the things that we want to do, let's remember that what we want to do is sometimes what we do.
Elcut The Next Step, a presentation of the University of Wampaw in Wampaw, New York.
All hail Elcut.
The giant hand is now into the giant pocket, and it's playing pocket pool, Elcut The Next Step style.